Example 7. I am not happy at work. Example. I've been working at this company for just under a year, and I do a good job here. It's a small family-owned business, and there are approximately 20 employees working here. Several of the employees are members of the family who owns the company, but most of us aren't part of the family. I'm the newest employee, and I was hired to do specific things, but since the company is small, it's easy to get involved in more than I was originally hired to do. I'm good at what I do, I'm faster than most people, and I really do like working here. I'm bothered, however, because I notice that most of my coworkers do far less than they're capable of doing. Everyone sort of holds back from accomplishing all they could do, and I can feel that they resent me when I try to do my best. When I try to do my best to apply myself, it's as if they think I'm setting a standard that's too high and that they'll now be expected to live up to it. And so I notice that they undermine me in subtle and sometimes not so subtle ways. I like all aspects of the work here, and I can pretty much step in anywhere and do anything that needs to be done, but I notice that most everyone else tries to guide their job activities in the direction of things they would rather do, and they continually shift less satisfying tasks toward me and a couple of other newer employees. I keep thinking I should say something about it, but I don't want to make trouble, and I don't want to be the target of their anger either. I'm thinking about leaving this place and getting another job somewhere else, but I've done that 3 times now, and I seem to find a similar situation in every job, so maybe all work environments are like this. Also, every time I go to a new place, I have to learn the new environment all over again, make a new place for myself, and start again at a lower wage. I don't know what to do. I don't want to leave, and I don't want to stay. I need to win the lottery. It's a value for you to acknowledge that there's a bit of a pattern happening here where you continue to find yourself in similar work environments. That happens because as you observe things about your present situation, wanted or unwanted, you activate those observed things in your vibration, and so the law of attraction brings them to you in your next environment, and so on. Whatever is most active in your vibration is what will continue to occur in your experience. Many people struggle with this idea because they find it difficult not to observe what's happening around them. And the problem with being such a tenacious observer is that when you're observing unwanted things, you are at the same time attracting more unwanted things. But there are positive aspects to seeing what you do not want. Whenever you see something you do not want, you automatically send a rocket of desire outward, for you always know more clearly what you do want when you're seeing something you do not want. So, as you're observing those things in your work environment that seem unfair or unjust or inappropriate, you are in those moments creating a vibrational escrow of an improved work environment, and your inner being has now focused its attention upon those improvements. And in fact, the negative emotions that you're feeling arise because you're still focused upon the unwanted what is, while your inner being has moved on to the thought of improvement. So, following the upstream-downstream process will help you get into alignment with what you now want from your work environment. For example, I don't think it's right that most people at work do so much less than their best. It makes me so uncomfortable to see them taking their money without doing their work. They seem to feel that if they show up for work, they've earned their paycheck. They seem to feel that they're being paid for being on the premises, whether they actually accomplish anything or not. When I work in the way I believe I should work, I stick out like a sore thumb. The owners of the company have no idea what goes on in their business. I believe that if they knew, they'd fire almost everyone here. When you're having strong feelings about any situation, you'll most likely, in the beginning of the exercise, make several upstream statements that merely express how you are in this moment feeling. Remember that the law of attraction always shines a spotlight on whatever it is that is most active in your vibration. So it is natural that when you're irritated about something, those irritants are the thoughts that would most readily occur to you. And remember, too, that the purpose of the upstream-downstream process is to soften the hold these thoughts have on you and to simply turn downstream toward better-feeling thoughts. In time, with focus, your better-feeling thoughts will come to be what has the hold on you, so to speak, and your life will then begin to show constant signs of improvement. So now, continue to try to find some thoughts that give you a feeling of relief. I'm not at a critical point where I need to make a decision about staying or going. I don't really know what the company owners know or don't know about their employees. They aren't asking for my opinion, so I'm doing nothing wrong by not telling them what I see. I really know very little about the other people who work here. I don't really understand the motivation behind their actions. What others do or don't do really isn't my business. I like the variety in the work I do here. I can nearly always find something to do that's interesting. I can make whatever task I'm doing interesting to me. I'm actually only unhappy here when I'm pushing against something or someone. I do have the ability to keep myself happily in balance if I decide to. It's to my advantage to tune out others' opinions of me. I really have no way of accurately assessing others' opinions of me. I only have my opinion of their opinions of me. I can control my opinions if I decide to do it. Everything that I experience causes me to vibrationally ask with greater specificity for improved situations. So actually, everything in this job that bothers me just sets me up for an improved future experience. How fast I get to that improved experience depends only upon me and the thoughts of alignment or misalignment that I choose. I can choose upstream thoughts or downstream thoughts, but either way, they are my choices.